A man that had a pretty young wife, who closely unto him did cling, sir, and loved him as dearly as her life, which to him much comfort did bring, sir. They lived in love and true content, and oftentimes in merriment he used this song for to sing, sir. Once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have gotten a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. I would not be unmarried again for all the world's rich treasure. For whilst I a bachelor did remain, I never enjoyed such pleasure. But till such time as I was wed, a dumpish heavy life I led, with sorrow beyond all measure. Once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have gotten a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. Did men but know the worth of a wife, they would no longer tarry, but every one to better his life would quickly make haste and marry. Although with creatures the world doth abound, yet for man's use there cannot be found a help that is so necessary. Once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have gotten a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. Though paradise was Adam's first seat, wherein were great store of blessings, yet his enjoyments were not complete, but still there was one thing missing. Till Eve became his loving wife, who brought much comfort to his life, and cheered his heart with kissing. Once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have gotten a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. It was for man that woman was made, therefore they should not be parted. But let each young man choose a comrade, and be unto her kind-hearted. So from all dangers he shall be freed, and from those follies delivered be, which many thousands have smarted. Once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have gotten a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. Do but consider, pray, what is man till such times as he doth marry. Let him take care and do what he can, though he be never so wary. Yet he, for want of a woman's aid, to many misfortunes is betrayed, and doth very often miscarry. Once I lay with another man's wife, as I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have gotten a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. Whilst men live single, they are very apt to wander and go astray, sir. By wanton women's wiles they are entrapped and turned out of the right way, sir. but being wedded to virtuous wives, they are converted and live honest lives, for with them they freely must play, sir. Oh, once I lay with another man's life, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. Then let not strumpets whose actions are base cheat you with cunning delusions, for they will bring you to shame and disgrace, and you will find in conclusion that those vain objects you doted upon, and after which you so greedily run, did tend to your utter confusion. Oh, once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. That man is worse than a madman, I think, who doth a whore maintain, sir. For though she helps him away with his chink, she will not at all take pain, sir. But live an idle, lazy life, when as an honest, careful wife doth many a shilling gain, sir. Oh, once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. Oh, young men, take my counsel, I pray, and if that you fain would be thriving, then know assuredly 'tis the best way for you all to go a-wiving, or else your work can never be done, because so long as you are alone against the stream you are striving. Oh, once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. I have not skill enough to set forth a virtuous woman's praise, sir. But for to show their most excellent worth, I will endeavor always, sir. And for a truth, this I declare, that loving, honest, and good women are the lengtheners of men's days, sir. Oh, once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. A loving wife will do anything to make a man merry and jolly. Sometimes she'll laugh, sometimes she'll sing, to drive away sad melancholy. Therefore, to live a single life and lose the benefit of a wife, I count it a point of folly. Once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger. And now for to conclude my song, and in my harmless ditty, let no young bachelor tarry too long, but get him a wife that is pretty, for which he needs not look very far, because pretty virgins plentiful are in country and also in city. Oh, once I lay with another man's wife, and I lay in a great deal of danger. But now I have got in a wife of my own, I scorn for to pick on another man's bane, for I lie at rack and manger.